Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod. Porpoise Pod. It's a podcast with a purpose.
All dolphins.
All the time.
Touchdown!
Now, here's your hosts,
Brendan Tobin
and Alejandro Solana.
Porpoise Pod! 3-0! Undefeated! Unbelievable. Solana! Can't Tobin. Be stopped, dude.
Tobin.
Dude. Woo. Sad Bills Mafia. Hit the bricks, my friend. Get the hell out of here.
Enjoy that flight back to Buffalo, losers. Enjoy it.
Look at us. We took over sad Fort Lauderdale Beach with our dumb hats and our buffalo sauce. And now what do you go? You can go home with an L. A big fat one.
They really flew down here. Tobin. Bills fans paid money to fly down here for the lamest tailgate at Elbow Room and then get an L dropped on them, and they're headed right back up to New York to the cold-ass weather. Enjoy it, Buffalo.
Dude, the only elbow they need to worry about is Josh Allen's, because I was told that this guy had a hose. I mean, if I saw a check down Charlie, I mean, that was that dude today. Oh, so much pressure thrown to Singletary. I mean, talk about taking no chances today. What did you need? Like, you need like 700 throws there today, Josh Allen? What a crybaby.
Tobin, 90 plays. They only scored 17 points. They only scored 17 points. And if it wasn't for the butt punt, you know, we gave them, we spotted them
gift.
Too.
That was an ass. I know. I was so mad at Trent Green for speaking that into existence, because he's like, oh, maybe they go for the safety. I was like, why would you do that? I mean, it would be a field goal would win the game, Trent Green. That's a terrible idea. And then Morstead punted it into somebody's ass, which, I mean, honestly would have been one of the saddest plays in Dolphins history should that event been in loss. But now it's just for giggles.
It was fun.
Making it interesting.
We just wanted Morstead to show his skills off. You know,
because
he went out there, little 75-yard punt, little 75-yarder, Tobin. Real nice and easy for Thomas Morstead.
Great accuracy to hit an ass cheek. I mean, that's just what that is. I mean, you try and do that again, I dare you. It'll never happen. But I think this is hilarious. But what is the Bills version of our podcast? Is it Crybaby Bills? What is the Porpoise Pod version of our network? Because, like, does it just get on? Do they go on the air? Welcome into the Bills Crybaby Podcast. Dude, have you seen all of this stuff going around Twitter of Bills Mafia being upset because they're not in the shade? Like, this is a thing.
The sun, Tobin, is scaring the fan base that throws each other through furniture. Make that make sense.
I swear to Christ, I've seen multiple tweets circulate today about, well, if the Dolphins are allowed to put us in the sun, then they shouldn't be allowed to bring heating benches. First of all, dum-dums, I'm pretty sure you bring those yourself. I'm pretty sure the Bills brought chill benches with them. Like, it's not like the Dolphins, that's not something like that's just there for you. You bring that in yourself. That's how that goes, guys. Second of all, you know, for a fan base that was talking 17-0, was saying best team in the league can't be stopped. I'm hearing a whole lot of excuse making that's going around these parts. Hearing a lot about a backup secondary that saw like 5 minutes of field time today.
Did I not tell you? I said it in the last podcast. The Bills fan, the national media, and the Bills media is going to spin this and say, well, the Dolphins didn't beat us. Injuries to our secondary, all the injuries, are what caused this loss to Miami. And I told you that was going to happen.
You did say
that. The Dolphins played an efficient-ass football game. They had the ball for almost, what, a third of the time Buffalo had? And they beat them anyways.
It was like
beat them anyways.
40 to 20. It was ridiculous in the time of possession. And they lost to Tua Tagovailoa, who had a broken back, spinal. Like, Mike McDaniel said after the game, his back was like Gumby. Like, that's what Tua told me. Like, he was doing, like, the jello legs as he's going. And we're like, oh, no. Oh, this is bad. Did this concussion protocol? Was it a little suspect? He says it's a back. Are you calling Tua a liar? Because he said it was a back, not a head.
I mean, you know, what reason do the Dolphins have to lie to everybody, to lie to the media, to lie to the NFL? Do they have a game in 3 days? And would Tua have been unavailable had he not passed concussion protocol? Maybe. We're not worried about that.
But are you calling? Did they say 3 Teddy Bridgewater throws? And they were like, listen, you got to pass this protocol. Like,
Tua, you have a back injury, not a head injury. That's what you're saying after the game.
Is this also the same medical staff that passed Matt Moore after his concussion because they didn't want to put Yates in the game? Maybe. I don't know. But maybe, are you saying Tua's dishonest? Because I would say, how dare you? This is the most honest man in all of football. He's adorable.
And as a quick aside, Tobin, I would just like to point out my Skylar Thompson take from preseason over Teddy Bridgewater. Not looking too terrible after that one series from Teddy.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, because this Tua thing, like, there's no guarantee he is going to play, because he sounded like his back really hurts after the game. I would not be against starting Skylar Thompson on Thursday night. I mean, that's another story for another day and maybe another podcast, but like Teddy Bridgewater, I think I've seen enough.
Tuesday's podcast, everybody, why Skylar Thompson should start on Thursday night.
I'm not against it, dude. I don't think I'm against it. But like, man.
I'm not even kidding. You're 3-0 through these first three games. Nobody had the Dolphins 3-0 first and foremost.
No way.
Best start since 2018. First Dolphins coach to win his first three games other than Jimmy Johnson. So only two have ever done that in Dolphins history. He's the first one to do it since Jimmy Johnson, the only other one. And first time you beat the Bills since 2018, I believe, December 2nd, 2018.
Man, it was seven straight up until this point.
You're 3-0 to start this season. And look, I'm not doing it. We'll look ahead to Cincy or whatever. Who cares about Cincinnati at this point? Seriously, I'm not even joking. It's a Thursday night football game. You're banged up. X left the game. Tyreek was banged up. Greg Little, he might not have a finger anymore.
Greg Little, how many times did Greg Little leave that game today? Like, listen, Greg, what do you think about actually playing with an oven mitt on? Like, you know, let's just try that out. I mean, we taped all the fingers together. They're gnarled. And by the way, this going through with one of my good friends, Leroy Horde, who just had his thumb fused 25 years after playing football. And like now has to walk around with like a transformer thing on his arm. Greg Little, thank you for what you're doing. I just want to say that from the bottom of my heart, because I don't think people really understand football, like what they're going
from a source, Tobin, that the Dolphins training staff ran out of tape because they used so much tape on Greg Little's fingers. They literally ran out of tape. I mean, forget Thursday night. Like you just pulled off the unthinkable. You beat Belichick. You beat Harbaugh. You beat McDermott. I mean, 3-0. You cannot ask for a better start, Tobin. I mean, this is crazy.
They beat the Super Bowl favorites. And that's why I'm sitting here laughing at anybody who wants to talk about, the Dolphins are playing with an undrafted rookie cornerback. What the hell are you guys sitting here talking about? Oh, we don't have this guy. They have their right tackle who's out. Then they had their second right tackle who was out. We're going to sit here like, dude, they had their backup quarterback in at one point. If you're a Bills fan and you are sitting here crying injury, you should be ashamed of yourself. I mean, like, in all honesty, like, end it by jumping through a table in shame, because that's how embarrassing it is that you would sit here talking injuries after a loss like that, where you had the ball the entire effing game. Your giant quarterback, who is a moose and impossible to tackle, skipped a ball right in front of an open receiver. He, I was told, had the arm of God, and he skipped it like he was a little kid at a pond. Oh my God. Is that what is that?
That's every Bills fan leaving Hard Rock Stadium today. For our for our audience who's watching on YouTube, that is every Bills fan leaving Hard Rock Stadium today. It's just a Bills fan posted up on the little roundabout.
I know that roundabout.
With yak, just, and not yards after catch. The no. other type of yak, just falling down.
Dude, that guy is going to regret when he wakes up and he sees what is circulated on Twitter. But still not as hilarious as Ken Dorsey losing his mind.
Oh,
which I feel bad about because I love Ken Dorsey. I think we all love Ken Dorsey down here. And it was a really bad week for the Hurricanes. They lost to a part of Tennessee, which they paid $1.5 million to lose to something called Middle Tennessee State. Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator for the Bills in his first season, after they are unable to stop the clock to get a field goal attempt and the clock runs out, Ken Dorsey loses his mind in the coaches. Were you anywhere near this coaches booth by chance? Like, I don't know where the coaches booth is in relation to the radio booth, but I would imagine anybody could hear Ken Dorsey within an earshot. Like, no, because he was, dude, he lost it. He starts slamming the playbook. He's like punching the table and then throws it into the booth camera and breaks it. It was something out of a movie. It was so glorious.
Look like a kid at Toys R Us. I mean, just mad, yelling at his parents. Ken Dorsey lost his mother bleeping mind.
He definitely hasn't been that mad since when he and Brett Romberg were roommates and Romberg probably drank his milk out of the mini fridge. Like that. It's like, that's the last time Ken Dorsey has been that mad because it was an angst. I don't know. Like maybe he didn't remember that he was on television. Or there was a chance to tell, but it was such a great reaction. Normally you go to the head coach in that spot, but they're just like,
right.
You got to check this Dorsey. He's losing his mind.
There's a very happy producer over at CBS right now who's saying that was a good decision to go over to Dorsey. And by the way, I didn't realize. So I watched this on my phone after the game. I didn't realize Dorsey broke the camera. I thought somebody behind him, a coach, realized Dorsey's losing it right now. And literally put their hand like over the camera.
Oh no!
To avoid the bleep show.
No, I saw it though. He threw something in that camera and broke it, dude. It was amazing. That was the thing that's sweet about it, dude. Like this is a team that has been told, like we've been told, this is the Super Bowl favorite. They're ready to win this year.
And they crowned themselves, Tobin. They've crowned themselves.
They have
champions. Like this is you've heard a lot of people do this, right? This is their year.
Yep.
This is finally their year where they're going to take that step and win the Super Bowl. This fan base has crowned themselves.
They played like a horse's ass today in a lot of fashions. Like, dude, how about Josh Allen ripping the helmet off of Christian Wilkins? Now,
what happened?
Does Christian Wilkins have a questionable past? Has he been? Are there montages of him grabbing junk, poking areas that would not be appreciated by people? Is he no holds barred under those piles? That's perhaps the case, but I don't have any evidence to this. All I saw was a madman in Josh Allen rapidly ripping off his helmet like a crazy person, and he got a penalty for it, and quite frankly, deserves a suspension. Like, I think Josh Allen deserves to be suspended. If this was reversed, if this was sweet quarterback Josh Allen getting his helmet ripped off by menacing defensive lineman Christian Wilkins, people would be on First Take. They would be asking for blood in this case. And Josh Allen just kind of gets to go, oh, that's fiery. That's competitive, Josh Allen. No, it's not. You can't rip a guy's helmet. I can't sit here and hear about the Dolphins skating concussion protocol. You guys care about head injuries. And he rips off Christian Wilkins' helmet willy-nilly. This man needs to be punished severely.
Suspended at least a game. And Tobin, yes. Listen, I mean, I don't know what happened with Christian Wilkins there. I didn't see what happened under the pile, but listen, you know, you would say it all the time. Our corners, our DBs have
NFTF,
right? NFTF knows for the football. You know, Christian Wilkins, NFTP. You fill in that last word. You know what I mean? Like he's under the pile. He's got NFTP. And you know, sometimes the guy at the other end of it will be a little uncomfortable for a minute. And you gotta compose yourself underneath there. You can't rip helmets off.
You got to grow up, dude. Like, if you're Josh Allen, keep yourself under composure. You know, they say he's like a little jokey jokester. Like, okay, you know, so's Christian Wilkins, but only one of them kept their cool in that spot. And he got you, dude. I mean, he got you in that spot. What can you say? By the way, Christian Wilkins, this is the second week in a row where this menace is just finding people like a battering ram behind. He is so scary.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, what about Tobin? What about Javon Holland? That big play again? What is that? His seventh, like, forced takeaway? In just 16 starts, I think I saw Barry Jackson tweet out, my guy Melvin Ingram, you want to talk about NFTF, knows for the football,
dude.
That dude is a mother bleeping magnet anytime there's a loose ball.
Not only that, play the end of the game. Like, he is, what a pickup. Like, I kind of thought, like, I was like, oh, Melvin Ingram, what's that going to be? This guy has been, like, other than getting a lot of penalties, which is definitely a thing that he does, but, like, in the plays he doesn't get penalties, he's an impact player. Like, that is, he's definitely brought something, and you didn't think that, you know, a lot of new could have been brought to this Dolphins defense to make it better, but he certainly has made his impact felt so far this year. Definitely been a thing.
What a win, man. Tobin. 3-0. Oh. Buffalo 2-1. Imagine having a loss this year, Tobin. Imagine having a loss this year.
What a bunch of losers. I mean, come on.
Couldn't be me.
Oh, well, we had blaming. We had a short week. Oh, did you? You played Ryan Tannehill on Monday.
Our bench was hot. We didn't have anybody covering our players on the sideline.
We were cramping. Listen, all right, you were cramping. So was Xavier Howard. I don't hear anybody bellyaching about it over here. What are we talking about? Oh, we were cramping. And by the way, how about them just like letting them have timeouts for like no reason, for like water breaks? What is this, peewee football? Are you just what do you want? What do you want? Orange slices?
What's the Theragun? Is that what it's called? Where like it's like a massage gun, the Theragun or whatever. What the hell is going on here? They ran out of timeouts. Their offensive lineman's on the field just getting blasted by the Theragun. And there's no more timeouts in the game. What the hell is going on there?
That dude was out there. He had like cucumbers over his eyes. He was like sipping on some like sparkling water. Like, what the hell was going on there?
They're feeding him grapes. They're feeding him bananas.
That was ridiculous.
To get the cramping to go away. I don't understand what the hell happened there.
I don't know, man. Listen, we got a lot to get to more on the Porpoise Pod. This is unbelievable. We're having fun. Larry Zonka has tweets on the game. Plenty to get to. Porpoise Pod swims on after this. Porpoise Pod swimming on here. Celebratory 3-0. Porpoise Pod as the Dolphins beat the Bills. Listen, that's what the 3-0 stands for in 305. All right. That's what it is. All right. How loving was that Tua, like just taking Josh Allen? He goes, I'm so sorry we kicked your ass, Josh. Like, what a sweetheart, you know?
He just comforted him. You know, it's got to be tough ripping face masks off. You get a chance to get a field goal at the end of the half. You bobble the hike. And then you can't even spike the ball at the end of the game. Can't even get a playoff, Tobin. I mean, the lack of awareness by this Bills offense. These are supposed to be the Super Bowl champions. And they have mistakes flying everywhere. 90 snaps, and you only get 17 points. It's got to be tough. For old Josh Allen, you know, the golden boy, everybody loves him. Everybody's saying how much better he is than Tua. Bills fans are chanting Tua sucks on Monday Night Football. And guess what? Get out of here with a big fat L.
Let me tell you something right now. Buffalo. Okay. He needed 13 completions to beat the so-called best team in the NFL today. Did it with a back that was turned to zigzag. I never want to hear about Tua's arm again. I never want to hear it. That dime that he dropped to Jalen Waddle in the fourth quarter, just money to set up a touchdown on 3rd and 22, dude. Okay. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I got a 60-yard touchdown. I got a 48-yard touchdown. I got a how many 45-yard plus plays does this dude need to show you that he's got an NFL arm? Can we put this to bed already and stop with the laziness? Because I only saw one guy dinking and dunking all over the place today, and it was Josh Allen. That was a guy who was scared to make big plays today. He was running for his life, which, by the way, he's very hard to tackle. I know I've mentioned that 3 times already. He's very hard to tackle, but you want to know something? Every time he was running for his life, it wasn't like he was hosing it down the field. Oh, no. It was Singletary, save me. Little check down. That's all he was doing the entire game, dude. Tua, man's throws. Big time throws. He had two drives that mattered, okay? He had the one drive where it was like first down, first down, first down, first down, Craycraft. And then it was like bomb to Jalen Waddle. We 13-22. That's over in Dolphins land before this season. No shot. And now, doesn't matter. He's a chunk player, dude.
Tobin, we didn't even need Tyreek Hill to beat the Bills. Think about that. We just throw the ball to Craycraft. A little Craycraft here. A little Durham Smythe over here. A little Waddle. You know, a little Waddle. Throw him a little deep ball. Dimeski on 3rd and 22. We didn't even need Tyreek Hill to beat these Bills. Unbelievable.
Tyreek Hill was sitting there, 2 catches, 33 yards. Jalen Waddle, who now has, I would say, does he lead the league in receiving now? I would imagine he had to jump because Stephon Diggs had a nice game. He had 74, but let's see.
Also,
let me go to that
also
old...
another guy struggling in the heat. He was rolling on the ground.
Oh, my God. He was, he was all over the place. Let's see. So Jalen Waddle, he had, he's about three. I think he's got like a 1 yard advantage right now over Stephon Diggs after today. So Jalen Waddle and it has now taken the lead for leading receiver in the league. What a guy. What a guy.
Four receptions, 102 yards. The 45 was the longest of the day for Miami. Tyreek Hill, 2 receptions, 33 yards. He really had one that was for 22. But then it's Durham Smythe. Craycraft had one. Gesicki had one for 6 yards. Chase Edmonds had one. Sherfield had one for 5 yards. That's it, dude. That's it.
I know. And that's all they need. They had the ball for less than 20 minutes in this game. It was crazy. This game drove me nuts because it was just these drives where the Dolphins were off the field for like 30 minutes of real time. And then they would just take these long ass drives because it would always end up like some 3rd and long. And then Josh Allen, like they'd be like at the shoestrings, it'd be like sealer draped on him or like, you know, Von Ginkel on him or you know, whoever. And they would just be Jalen Phillips felt like he was on his shoestrings the entire game. And they just couldn't corral the dude because he's a behemoth.
He's slipping under sacks the entire time. Miami ended up with like 4 or 3 sacks.
Four sacks.
Yeah. Four sacks as well.
And not only that, though, but like how many dropped interceptions did the Dolphins have today? Because it felt like 6 or 7.
Crazy, especially late in the game on that drive where Buffalo ends up getting the stop. And by the way, Tobin, how many people highlighted, made a big deal out of Tua one hopping a pass in the fourth quarter against New England to Trent Sherfield? I want that same damn energy with Josh Allen on the game winning pass, 4th down. They needed a touchdown and he one hops it to his wide receiver.
Yeah,
one hops it.
Let me know when you get unlimited Josh Allen arm at Olive Garden. Noodle. Like, dude, come on. Get your arm strength up. What are we doing here, dude? You just come in here all cocky, willy-nilly, thinking you were going to come and win that game? Larry Zonka ends the tweeted out. And this is such a Larry Zonka compliment. He tweets, just pitiful they couldn't power the ball at the end zone. Wasn't pretty. Still need a lot of work, but we'll take it. Hashtag BUF versus MIA. Hashtag fins up. Hashtag NFL Twitter.
Always too many hashtags.
Always. Just like, but only Larry Zonka can compliment you by using the word pitiful in his tweet.
Incredible. Zonk, the best. The best on Twitter after the game.
Yep. RG3 said they're the best team in the NFL. RG3 loves the Dolphins. He says Dolphins, best team in the NFL.
Wow.
Hard to argue. I mean, you told me that the Bills were the best team in the NFL. And I just saw them lose to the Miami Dolphins, and I got it blamed on the sun. So, let's just say what it is. If you're going to call a team the best team in the NFL, what happens? I mean, that's crazy. So I love it. Thank you, RG3, for the props. It's a great thing. Woo! Man, this place is going to be on fire, dude. I can't believe there's a game in 3 days.
Incredible.
This is nuts.
Over in Cincinnati. And it sucks. We don't get another home game until week 7, I think, with Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah. Or week 6 against Minnesota. Do I have that right? But hey, Tobin, today was insane at the stadium.
What was it like, dude? What was it like?
I haven't heard the stadium. Anybody wants to say there was more Bills fans than Dolphins fans? Because you saw a lot of that, right? It's going to be a home game for Buffalo. Get the hell out of here, man. Dolphins fans brought it today. And there were a decent number of fans wearing blue today. There probably was. It was probably like 70 to 30. I have never heard the stadium that loud since UM Notre Dame back in like 2018. Yeah, I have not heard the stadium that loud.
Dude, it was such a crazy game to go from the emotions of, like, you know, thinking Tua is going to be out of the game to, you know, he comes back, he gets the big play to Waddle, and then just all of the big defensive stands, you know, from them missing the field goal to the stop at the goal line. Just monster. This defense, I mean, like, they are bend don't break to the highest degree, and they'll make you nervous and frustrate you because sometimes they'll come up with the biggest play possible and they'll take it literally right down to the inch line. But dude, this whole team can just be defined by just gigantic balls. That is what this Dolphins team is. Like, they should just change the logo to Aqua Truck Nuts. That's what it should be, dude. Between Mike McDaniel's play calling, Tua's big time throws, the defensive stands, wheelbarrow, like, all over the place. Like, we need to go to Home Depot and just buy a fleet for this entire team.
There should be no wheelbarrows left in any Home Depot or Lowe's in the rest of the city of Miami. There should be zero. They should be all sold out. Tobin, what about plays that we'll probably forget about? First of all, anybody saying, let the Bills score. I saw a ton of that on Twitter. Let the Bills score there at the end of the game. You're a bum. You have zero guts and you're an absolute bum. And you've got you've got zero testicles that fit in a wheelbarrow. You need the wheelbarrow from Monopoly. That's what you need for your tiny little nuts.
Yeah, you got them Philbin nuts, dude.
That's right.
You got them Philbin nuts. By the way, Mike McDaniel was going. He was going quick draw with the challenges today. He was ready. He was coming out flying. I was like, Mike, what are you doing, dude? That dude was nowhere close to being a fumble.
Did you see how he threw that thing too? He spiked it. He gronked it on the ground. What about who made the play? I wrote it down, but I'm not even looking at my notes. I'm too hyped up for it. Who made the play where Buffalo scores a touchdown, but it gets stripped?
That was Keon Crossing.
Was it Keon Crossing? What a play, man.
Yeah, that was a good play. Yeah, that was huge.
There were plays like that made by the Dolphins defense throughout the entire game where, like, you forget about them, and Holland almost had the interception. He had the forced fumble. X almost had another interception. This whole entire defense, like, and they're out there for 90 plays, Tobin. You want to talk about being tired? I mean, Buffalo's offensive line is cramping up the entire game. Stephon Diggs is rolling on the ground. What about this Dolphins defense staying in for that long? That long Buffalo had the ball.
No, their conditioning was unbelievable. And I mean, a big shout out to the linebackers because I thought both Jerome Baker and Alandon Roberts and Duke Riley all had big games. I thought that whole, like, kind of just like plays that could have gone a little bit bigger, like, they kind of kept just in front of them. They were all over the place. Cause yeah, Josh Allen, you know, we joke, but like, the guy really is just, it seems like the most impossible thing to tackle in football right now. And you know, it takes, and if you do get all over him, he is still able to get throws off for incompletion. So where, like, I think a normal quarterback that they're going up against, they probably would have had like 7, maybe 8 sacks today with how much they were getting to the quarterback. And I saw, like, a lot of Dolphin fans were critical early on in the game of Josh Boyer because they were blitzing and they were getting carved up because the two touchdowns were like to McKenzie and Singletary. I mean, they were wide open. Nobody was there to guard them.
It almost seemed like every time the Dolphins would blitz, you saw it there on the first touchdown to Singletary where the Dolphins bring pressure, one of their linebackers or one of their corners, and whoever he was supposed to cover, the help just couldn't get there in time. Josh Allen's flinging it right to them. And the Dolphins struggled getting pressure on Josh Allen early in the game. And that's what happens when you're out there so long. They literally schemed to keep Tua off the field, Tobin. Think about that. They schemed long drives, have as many plays as possible, keep Tua off the field. And it bit them in the ass because their offensive line couldn't hang.
Yeah, didn't matter. I mean, like, this is the thing that's magical about Tua, and the misnomer about him nationally is that he is a game manager and that he is a check down machine. And what people are going to need to wake up and realize is this is a big time, big play offense that literally has been thrown in third and 10 and third and 22 the last 2 weeks and have changed the game on it, because that's what you do when you have this kind of an explosive quarterback and these kind of explosive weapons. He's a big time quarterback. And I really think, as much as we're in the bag for him, dude, he needs to get his respect. It's time. Like, there's no going 3-0 and having in each one of these games a 40-yard throw that changed the game. It's stupid that we're doing this anymore with him. Waddle,
you're telling me
Waddle, fourth down in week one, the bleep it play in week two, and now this play to Waddle in week three in the fourth quarter. What more needs to be said, dude? What more needs to be shown?
Oh, and Tobin, don't forget, before he hit Waddle week one for the touchdown late in that first half, it was a third and 21, and he hit Cedric Wilson to make up all those yards. That's when they decided to go for it. Tobin, I look right here, 13 of 18, 186 yards, a touchdown, 21 points to beat the crowned Super Bowl favorite. And I look at that and I say, that's the most efficient performance I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Or one of them, at least. You only need 13 passes to put up 21 points and beat Josh Allen. That's not luck. That's not that. That's just pure efficiency and skill, bro.
While maybe concussed
and having scoliosis,
but definitely not concussed, but maybe concussed, but definitely not concussed, because he passed it and everybody needs to just like leave him alone. But maybe he did that concussed and he's the best and I love him. And I don't, the irrational feelings I have watching him do good football things makes me so happy, because he took so much crap last year, man. And it's just been, everybody's been kicking the dirt on this guy's grave. And just to see that, and also for Tyreek Hill, look, do you see these losers in the Kansas City Chiefs losing to Matt Ryan like it's 2010? Idiots.
Did they lose? Did the Chiefs lose?
Losers, dude.
Wow.
Yep. I saw Matt Ryan going out here. He was getting the old victory speech. They lost 20-17. So Tyreek Hill's sitting here. He don't have any losses. And by the way, I saw that he said he's got something coming for Eli Apple on Thursday. When he wants to make good from those playoffs last year. Eli Apple is a bum. So get ready for get ready for some roasty toasty coming up on Thursday Night Football. But man, let's go celebrate this. We got a big week ahead of us here. Man, I can't believe this. This is crazy.
NFL, crazy. if you dare find the Dolphins and find some way to keep us from a Tua and, as you say, a Joe Burrow matchup, I mean, you've got another damn thing coming. Why don't you focus on that bum 17 ripping helmets off at the bottom of the pile, just because Christian Wilkins allegedly may have grabbed his junk for a quick second.